On the show today, we have Access Softech's very own Chris Doner talking about, oh boy, a very, very compelling topic here, the do's and don'ts of cryptocurrency. You got to hear this one, so check it out. All right. Well, always great to have you on the show, Chris. Always an education having you here. And today is going to be no different because we're talking about the do's and don'ts of cryptocurrency, something everybody on planet Earth seems to be interested in right now in some form or fashion. So happy to have you on the show to share your experience and your knowledge in this area. So but I want to start out with, what's the attraction with cryptocurrency? Oh my gosh, is it kind of like a get rich thing? It's really a sexy topic right now. Is it the novelty of it all? What's the attraction with crypto right now that has everybody just doing, I don't know, just, you know, twisting around and just going crazy, it seems like?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I think there are almost as many reasons why it has appeal as there are people that it appeals to.
That's true.
There's no single reason that is motivating everybody's interest. So, but there's certainly some aspects of it that are, you know, more important than others. You know, there's some people who just look at it as, hey, I see that this went from, you know, $1 to $60,000, and holy smokes, you know, I wish I'd bought it at $1.
Exactly.
And so there's, you know, that's definitely a motivation. And then, you know, you can't discount the fact that it works well for criminal activity, right? Yeah, that's an aspect of it, you know, no denying that. excuse me. And there are just a lot of people that also view it as, you know, the alternative to traditional forms of money and currency, mm-hmm. and exchange, and mm-hmm. and they, you know, they view it as the new wave of global finance, yeah. and they view it as something that, you know, weakens the power of central governments. And I mean, there's a whole philosophy around cryptocurrencies aside from just, you know, buy it and it goes up or it goes down. So there are a lot of reasons, a lot of considerations. But from the point of view of a credit union, really the issue is your members are doing it. You need to keep up.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, like you said, there's a myriad of reasons why it's attractive to folks out there. We could probably spend an entire show just on that one question alone. But the point that you said at the very end is that, yeah, credit unions, your members are using this stuff and the money is going out, as we've had a few credit unions on the show explain why they're offering these services to keep the money in and to offer these services and to create more value for their financial institution as well. So having said that, the topic again is the do's and don'ts of crypto. So what are some of the do's that you can share with us?
Well, the first one I think is really simple, and that's offer it, right?
Yeah.
And very few credit unions do today, although there's enormous interest. I mean, the number of credit unions that we're talking to now and are expressing interest in this is like the pace is really rapid and unlike I've seen in a long time. So a lot of excitement, a lot of interest, a lot of motivation to move forward with it. And it makes sense. I mean, you know, it's interesting to me that you total up all the assets of all the credit unions in the US, and that's roughly equal to the total value of cryptocurrencies. So, yeah, this is not a small little experimental project anymore.
Yeah,
this is something that's truly significant in its size and scope, and it also has really significant appeal to a younger demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, mostly male, but it's very gendered at the moment for some reason.
Yeah.
But still, nevertheless, younger demographic and just a lot of interest in it. So the, you know, the very first step is offer it, right? Mm-hmm. Just do it, mm-hmm. make it available. And you know, a lot of credit unions need to get there and they're working on it, but you know, go faster would be my advice.
Yeah.
So that's the first step in the list of do's. The other, I think, is, you know, to take a balanced approach. It's easy to go crypto crazy and think that crypto is everything, but it's not. It's just one aspect of offering a balanced portfolio of investment options and being a full service financial institution. So do offer crypto. Don't go crypto crazy.
Yeah, you don't have to go all in. It's just, you know, have it there to complement things, right?
Right. And, you know, you don't want your members putting all their investable assets into crypto.
That
would be terrible, right? Because it is a highly volatile, risky investment. And so you need to make sure that you do offer it, but that you don't over encourage it.
That education thing seems to come, that word seems to be coming to mind or coming to the forefront a lot. At least to educate your members on it and let them know that you are venturing down this road as well, to let them, because when I see my credit union doing kind of proactive, sometimes cutting edge type things, I go, okay, my credit union, they get it. And that renews my faith in them. That renews my loyalty and trust in them, that they're moving forward with a lot of this stuff. So, and that to me, if you get involved with this, with offering crypto services in some form or fashion, you know, that tells me that, okay, you get what's going on out there. And that, again, renews my faith in you. So that goes a long way for the member, I would think. So having said that, can you share some don'ts? What's a don't?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned, don't go crypto crazy. So
there you go.
Don't make, you know, your credit union all about crypto. You know, I think one of the concerns I have is if a credit union's offering their rewards instead of in points or instead of in cash, they're doing it in cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. And that's really incentivizing the entire membership to, you know, get interested in and start working with the cryptocurrency. And I think that's overdoing it.
Yeah.
Another don't is, you know, don't allow transfers. So really for somebody regulated by the NCUA or the FDIC, boy, it's buy, sell, and hold right now. Because if you transfer money to another wallet, you don't know if that wallet is owned by somebody in North Korea or Iran or, you know, wherever. And so it's really important to, you know, make sure that what you do is in compliance with regulation and OFAC and know your member and all of that. So, yeah, so that it like you need to get into it, but you need to be a little bit cautious about all the different things that you offer around the fundamentals. So it's exciting. We need to move and keep up with it, but we also, you know, need to be compliant as an industry.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Cross those T's and dot those I's, man. Do your business here for sure. Just because what you said earlier, the volatility of it all. And then again, you don't know where or who, or there's so many questions out there. So having said that, having provided the do's and don'ts, what advice do you have for credit unions?
Michael, can I interrupt? I apologize.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me offer one more don't.
Sure. Go ahead.
Don't offer cryptocurrency as the only investment option. And the reason I say that is because what you in effect are doing is that you're saying to your membership, well, if you have investable assets, put it all into cryptocurrency. Like, people need to have a balanced portfolio.
Right.
And in order to do that, you need to offer stock investing and bond investing, and you need to offer, you know, robo-advisor and self-directed brokerage and everything else, so that when they have investable assets, they have, you are giving them options that allow them to create a balanced portfolio, as opposed to just offering the crypto. Then they can't create that balanced portfolio, which is the right thing to do. And one more don't. But the other don't is to offer Bitcoin only, because there's a lot of interest in these other currencies. And you don't want to, again, force the choice on people to say, look, you know, you can only buy Bitcoin. That's the only way you can go. And you know, there's a lot of interest in Ethereum. There's a lot of interest in the USDT and stable coins. And it's too diverse and exciting a field to just say that you can only buy Bitcoin. That's a member's decision to make what cryptocurrency they want. You should not be imposing that decision on them.
Yep. But make those options available for them for sure.
Yes. With education, yep. Right? Yes. Yep.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of education out there. I'm still trying to wrap my head around this, as most people are. So it's still still the Wild West, it seems like. So advice for credit unions who may be sitting on the fence in this? Because, I mean, earlier you said maybe credit unions should be moving faster on this, but at the same time, do your due diligence. So what's the message that you want to get out to credit unions here?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to look at the money flow to see what impact it's having on you today.
Okay.
And we had... one of our clients, a $4 billion credit union, and not one that's located in, you know, New York City, the financial center, or Silicon Valley, the high-tech center, but in the Midwest. They analyzed the money leaving to the top four cryptocurrency markets and the money coming back. In a single month, they had $2 million, excuse me, $2 million leave, and $500,000 come back.
Oh my gosh.
So a net loss of $1.5 million in just 1 month. Now they're large, they're $4
billion. Right.
But you know, you work hard for every $1 million of assets under management, right? And mm-hmm. to be losing it that quickly and that mm-hmm. easily is just, you know, not something you want to do. And so the first thing is look at the money flow, analyze the impact it's having today. And then keep track of the trend, you know, see what's happening with it. But that should be enough, I think, for most folks to decide that they need to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the response that I got from the three credit unions that we've had on talking about their crypto offerings. That was the exact, they said they analyzed, they looked and saw where the money was going and where the money wasn't, and that money wasn't coming back. So they said, okay, it's time to offer this type of stuff. And can you imagine that 1.5 million or that 2 million? I mean, this is still early in the game. Can you imagine what that amount would be next year or the year after that? I mean, it's going to snowball.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but, you know, everybody out there who's a fintech offering something new and exciting eventually is going to turn around and say, now, would you like a credit card?
Yeah.
So they're really not. They're losing more than just the assets under management. Mm-hmm. They're losing the opportunity to sell their standard basic financial services packages. And so it's a competition for the attention and wallet share of the membership. And if you let the member leave with regard to one service, then you're in a much weaker position mm-hmm. with regard to the other services.
Yeah. And before I let you go here, Chris, I want you to get out your crystal ball here, as murky as many of the crystal balls out there are right now. But what's your outlook on cryptocurrency for 2022, even in its latest tumble that it's taken so far recently? So what do you see on the horizon here?
Well, you know that old quote from Yogi Berra, right?
Yeah, which one?
Predictions are hard to make, especially if they're about the future.
Yes.
So, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, if you listen to Warren Buffett, who certainly knows what he's doing, he thinks it's worthless, right? And it's going to go to zero. And you talk to other people, and you hear predictions that Bitcoin's going to $1 million, and so. I don't think anybody really knows for sure, but it is important to, number one, keep in perspective the recent tumble. So Bitcoin is down, and this is a couple weeks old now, but it's down about 54% from its high.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but compare that to Q2, MeridianLink, and Alchemy, companies that we all know, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to look at the number over here. Alchemy... down 73% from its high. It's just been clobbered.
Yeah.
Q2 down 68% from its high. Another, you know, just terrible result.
Yeah.
MeridianLink down 45% from its high. So the 54% decline of Bitcoin in that context,
it's pretty consistent.
makes it feel like it's a lot, and it would be painful if you owned it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not out of line with other investments you might make.
Well, thanks for helping us feel a little bit better about What has happened, Chris?
I don't know that you feel better about it, but it is worthwhile to note the comparison.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm glad you put that out there. Oh my gosh, Chris, this is such great information and thank you for putting it in perspective like that as well. So anything else here to add to wrap up? I know we could talk probably another 2 hours on this easily, but I know you have a job to do. I don't want to monopolize your time, but any final thoughts here?
Well, yes, it's a little repetitive, but sure. Have, you know, a diversified portfolio, encourage a diversified portfolio, and give your members the ability to create that diversified portfolio within your ecosystem, mm-hmm. under your logo. Like, that's the right way to do it.
Yeah. Isn't this all about adding value to your credit union by offering something like this in some form or fashion, or anything else for that matter, you know? So it's just adding value to your credit union and keeping it relevant in these fast changing times. That's what it boils down for me. It's like, are you guys relevant? Are you even looking at this type of stuff?
Well, and I think that the cryptocurrency is really emblematic of a larger change that's going on, which is the financial, the credit unions are at the very beginning of a major shift from banking services only to being a full service financial institution and bringing in a suite of investment products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Couldn't agree more. And now's the time for sure. All right, Chris, well, I'm gonna let you get back at it. Thank you again for all these great insights. I love the do's and don'ts of crypto. So you just it's such a great picture you've painted. So always, always appreciative of having you on.
We're always happy to be here and always willing to come back and have another chat. Thank you for your time and interest.
Oh, you're welcome.